Right, we are towards the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We are 2, 4, 6, about 9 lines in the bottom, 2 words in Amar Rava. So we learned in this Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah one more time. Nosnu be'ilam lamalam yasar tfachim eiruvi eiruv eiruvi eiruv lamatam yasar tfachim eiruvi eiruv. So if you place the Erev, let's say you place your matzah in the tree above 10 tfachim, the Erev is not valid. If it's lamatam yasara, it is valid. And we'll see later on about the last case of the Mishnah. Now, we've said in broad strokes what we're discussing over here is the concept of accessibility. That there is a din that one has to be able to access one's Erev. And therefore, if it is lamatam yasara, and meaning if it's lamala mi'asara, so then it's in a rishus ha-yachid, and you are down below at the base of the tree, you are in a rishus ha-rabim, and there's no way that you're able to access the eruv, because you cannot take from yachid to rabim, that you're unable to do, and therefore it is a problem. And that's to a great extent what the sugya is discussing. And even though the Mishnah is speaking about cases of going, let's say, from Yachid to Rabim, and that's the reason why it's inaccessible, there can be other situations where the Eruv is considered to be inaccessible. For instance, there's a famous tshuva of the Neida B'Yehuda in Archaim Tanyana Simon Lamed Tes, where it speaks about a case where if the city council or the Shulten Ha'ir closes the Beis HaKnesses where the Eruv was placed because the townsfolk did not pay their tax, and they locked up the shul, and no one is going to dare to go and break the lock. So do we say that this is a problem because the Eruv is inaccessible? So that is very much the discussion of this sugya. So let's see. Yeah, so we're 9 lines from the bottom. So says the Gemara, "Amar Rava leishanu ela beilana emed chutz liiburei shoir." So Rava is going to tell us a very interesting chiddush. I mean, this that we said that if the eruv is lamala mi'asara tfachim, it's no good, and it's considered to be inaccessible. And why is it inaccessible? Because the eruv is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you're down below in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Leishanu ela be'ilan ha'emed chutz li'iburei shoir. So the Eruv is outside of the Ibura shoir. So let's just remind ourselves. We know that when it comes to a city, the whole city is considered to be like one place. And the Ibur of the city, 70 2/3 Amma outside the city, that is also considered to be part of the city, Lagabi Vizdin. Now says Rava that if you put it above 10 Tfachim, that it's no good. It's if it's outside of the Ibur of the city. It's outside of the city and outside of the Ibur of the city. Avo Ilan Ha'oimed B'Seich Ibur Shal'ir. But let's say I'm in city number 1. I want to travel to city number 2, city number 3, let's say. And then if I place my Eruv just outside city number 2, but it's within the Ibur of city number 2. So let's say city number 2 is, I don't know, let's say 1,000 amas away from city number 1. And I place my Eruv just outside the outskirts of city number 2, within the Ibur of the ear of city number 2, says Rav, an amazing thing. If the Ilan is within the Ibur shall ear of city number 2, afilu lamala mi'asara hareza ir eruv, even if it is above 10 tfachim high, in which case, l'chira, it is inaccessible insofar as it is in a rishus ha-yachid. Nevertheless, it works, hareza eruv. Why? How does this happen? Why does this work? The monster command the Malgidamya, because we look at the city as if it's filled up. Let's take a look at a couple of Rashi's over here to see if we can get this clear. So Rashi says like this. Let's just see a couple of Rashi's of the figure. A little bit confusing, but let's see if we can figure this all out. Rashi says, Iburishal ear, it's about, 25 lines in the bottom, just past the middle of the page in Rashi. Any house within 70 and a bit amas of the city, Kari Ibur Shal Ir, like we'll learn later on, Avil Ilan Haim and Vasich Ibur Shal Ir, but if the tree is within the Ivor, what's the case? Like we just said, Kegoin Shahaisa Ir, Beseich or Beseich Alpayim Amashal Iroi, Vahiraitse Lelech Il Alpayim, he wants to travel another 2,000 amas, Viniach Eruvu Ba'isa Ir, Be Ilan Haim and Vasich Ibur Shal Ir, he's in city number one, he wants to go to city number three. So he places his Eruv just outside the outskirts of city number two. We said if he does that, even if the Eruv is Lamala Miastara, it's okay. Afilu Lamala Miastara, Vuniskavan Lishbis Lamata. And we just said yesterday that it's a problem because he's standing below in the Rosh Hasharabim. The Eruv is up above Lamala Miastara Tvachim. How is he possibly able to get from Yachad to Rav Amai? It's inaccessible. Comes on Rava and he says, that's okay. Why? Special din. Special kula in Eruv Tchumin. Says Rashi, the Masa, the town. Mitoyoshi Mukefis, Yishuv, Umechitzis, is how they change it. So it's a place of Yishuv, it's a place of Mechitzis. The Eina Magula, meaning it's not just a place where you've got a couple of travelers with a couple of Yoshvi Tsrifim, you know, people just encamped. This is a proper city. This is a place of Yishuv. This is a place of Mechitzas. Lav Dafka, they point out. The Rashi doesn't mean to say that the city is enveloped with Mechitzas. Lav Dafka that we mean that. But this is a place of Yishuv. This is a place of Mechitzas. And so on. So we will treat this city, Hazina La, Command Malia of Afra. We look at the whole city as if it's filled up with dirt. And therefore it's as if this fellow now is elevated 10, and now he's also considered within the area of the Rosh Hashayachit. So even though the Eruv is, let's say, 25 Tvachim high, but we look at the whole city plus the Ibor as if it's filled up, Lamala Miastara, so that now he's also in the same area as his loaf of bread. Now Rashi points out and says, Va'afal gav de'iboyle mishkale lo yematzi shakil. I mean, says Rashi, let's not get carried away over here. Meaning, practically speaking, if on Shabbos he wants to go ahead and grab his sandwich, he wants to grab his loaf of bread, he cannot. He's at the base of a tree. His Eruv is 25 Tvachim high up, which is considered to be a Rosh Hashayachid Midyaraisa. It is practically inaccessible. It's practically inaccessible. Says Rashi, nevertheless, V'yavagav di'bo'le mishkali le'matzi shakal d'ha'i lan Rosh Hashayachid. The Tachim Rosh Hashayachid. Says Rashi, and this is the Chiddush of Rava, Hazinen lemakim shvisa, say, we look at where is his shvisa, ki ilu hu gavaya, lemahavi ki ilu niskaven lishbiz lemala, v'yikne leha eruv. We will look at him as if he is higher up, as if he is in this place high up, and therefore it's considered to be that he is in the same place as the eruv. And as the Rishonim point out, this is a special kula which Chazal were making with regards to Eruv Tchumim. Meaning, like the Achronim speak out, they say that there's no din that you need to be able to practically access the Eruv. When we've been saying now, this figure speaks about accessibility. And we've said in broad strokes, the Eruv has to be accessible. So Rav is telling us it's not pshat that it mamish practically needs to be accessible, but it has to be more that in din we're looking at as if it is accessible. So, you know, I'm standing over here, my Eruv is up here, we look at it as if the whole ground has been elevated 10 tvachim, so that I'm elevated 10 tvachim, so that I'm in the Rosh Hashayachid, so that now I'm in the same Rosh Hashayachid as my Eruv, so in theory, I would be able to take it. When we put on our are deraisa spectacles, we will say practically, I'm in Rishus HaRabim, my Erev is in Rishus HaYachid. You're right. Practically, I cannot do it, but this is a special kula which Chazal will make over Erev Trumin, being that this is an inhabited city, and there is an aspect of a Rishus HaYachid in the city, because it's a place where people dwell, and there's a certain permanence there, and so on. We will say Kaman Demalia Damia. So this is a Meridik Chiddush of Rava. So again, let's get this clear. We said in the Mishnah, if the Erev is placed Lamala Miasar Tfachim Ein Eruve Erev, it's no good. And yesterday we said the reason why you're at the base of the tree, you're in Mishus HaRabim, the Erev is Lamala Miasar, it's no good. It's inaccessible. You can't do it. Comes on Rava and says, but that's only if the Erev, let's say, is in a tree which is outside the city and outside the outskirts, the 70 2/3 Amma of the city. But if you're within the city or within the outskirts, within the Ibur, then there's a special Kula in Erev Yitchumen that we look at the entire ground and anyone who's on the ground as if they've been suspended and they're up 10 Tfachim high, so that now, in Din, we look at it as if they're in the same Rishus as their Erev. And therefore in Din, even though practically you can't, but in Din, we look at it as if the Erev is accessible. That is the Chiddush of Rava, big Chiddush. So says the Gemara, well, once you say that, Frag the Gemara, Ihachi, you're telling me that the ear and the Ibor, it's considered as if it's filled up, and so on. Right, so if so, Chutz le'ibur shel ear nami. So even if the Erev is placed outside of the outskirts of the city, still we should say that it's okay, even if it's Lamala Miasara, Kaven the Amar Rava. The same Rava said, Hanoisen Eruva Yeshle Arba Amas, meaning whenever a person places an Erev down, the din is they have Arba Amas. They have Arba Amas, and that's like their little mokum. Wherever they are, that is their makom. Let's take a look at another Rashi, right? So we're seeing a couple of bigger Rashis today because it's a little bit confusing. Let's see the Rashi. Kaven da Amar Rava. Says Rashi. Kaven Amar Rava. Hanes Nesei Ruvi. The Kaman Bahai Pirka. We're going to say, Gabei Nizgagon Chutz L'Tchum. If the Erev rolls outside of the Tchum. Depending on it, must be an Erev. The mission says it's not a good Erev. Amar Rava Lishanu Elish Nizgagon Chutz L'Tchum Arba Amas. If it's outside of 4 Amas. Amul Teir Arba Amas. If it's within 4 Amas. Hanes Nesei Ruvi Yesh Arba Amas. A person always has 4 Amas. The 4 Amas which surround the person is like you have fencing around you. You are in your little shell of Arba Amas, all around you on all sides. And just like if you place your Erev inside a house, where part of the house is within the Tchum, and part is outside, the din is Malchus Kuloi v'chutz l'alpaim amo. Why davi kolabayis kiru b'secha tchumai? We look at the entire house as if it's within, like we're going to say later on in Caves Mavrin, anshi ir gedela mahalchenes kol ir katana hanami. So this is the line we want. Hanami kol arba ames havi lehu kebayis. The entire 4 Amos area is considered to be like his house. Umotzi lasuye michutz l'tchum, b'secha tchum. So alma l'rava kirishus hayachid hein loya. So asks the Gemara question: if you, Rava, are telling me this chiddush, that you place your Erev down within the outskirts of the city, and you're saying that's okay, why? Because even though you're standing over here and it's, you know, 15 tefachim high, but we look at it like as if the level of the city raises, and therefore you're now in the same area together with your Erev. So even if it's outside the outskirts of the city, it's outside the Ibur of the ear. But so what? Wherever you are, you've got Arba Amas, and it's like, if so, that you've got machitzas which go up, And therefore, if I've got machitzas which go all the way up, so weiter it's considered as if I am in the same rishus as my Erev. Now again, practically speaking, we're not going to allow the person to take it, because we said this is just a special kula legabe eruv yitchumen that we will look and we will view as if you are in the same rishus as your loaf of bread. When we put our rishus harabim, when we put our deraisa spectacles back on, we cannot ignore the brutal fact that I'm standing in rishus harabim, my eruv is in rishus hayachid, and I cannot take from yachid to rabim. But ad kama that we have this kula, that we look at the ground as if it's elevated, and therefore we look at it as if in the same rishus. So too, Rava said, wherever you are, you've got Dalan Amis. And therefore, even if you're outside of the Ibor, we should look at it the same way. That is the Gemara's Kasha. See, Yahachi, Hutzla, Iburish, or Nami, Kevinam Rava, Anaisin, Iruva, Yeshli, Arba Amis, Havila, Kerishus, Ayachid, Rishus, Ayachid, Oilab, Rakia. Let's say the same thing. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And that says the Gemara. What's Pshat of the Mishnah? Yeah, Amar of Yitzchak Bereder Mishar Shehacha Be'ilin HaNetzach Hutzla Arba Amis Askinen. We are speaking over here about an Ilan which is outside of Arba Amis. Let's just, we've got a couple of diagrams over here. Yeah, Hacha Be'ilin HaNetzach Hutzla Arba Amis Askinen. So let's take a look at our diagram over here first. So what's the case over here? Meaning, I intend to make my Makan Shvisa right here, right by the trunk, right by the base of the tree. Now my 4 Amos extends to right here. But where is the Erev? The Erev is, let's say, over here on this branch. It's on the branch. So it's outside of my Arba Amis. It's outside of my Arba Amis. So again, V'niskaven lishbeis be'ikroi. Let's take a look at the top Rashi over here. Hiltov says, Rashi, lamata miyasara eruv e'eruv. So if, assuming this loaf of bread is beneath 10 tfachim, it's considered to be a good eruv. Why? The matzi nafik le chutzla down amos of kama de boy ulamishkale vasi pachas mi down amos adlatech down amos of. I can go ahead and take this and walk less than down amos, stop less than down amos, and so on. I can do that, and that's okay. That I'm able to do. Ivam or gav de mashvin and lahu nahale rishis a yachad le gavi knias eruv lahakel. I fret Rashi Akasha, but didn't you just tell me a minute ago that we look at the ground as if the ground has been elevated and it's considered to be like 10 tfachim high? It's not considered to be a proper Rishis Ayachid. We don't look at it as if it's a real Rishis Hayachid to say, well, okay, you can't bring from a Rishis Hayachid into the area, into the foot of the tree, which is considered to be a Rishis Harabim. That we don't say. Daha lav mechitza ika, v'lechilak Rishis ika. It's not a real Rishis Hayachid. We just said it was a kula. Rava said it's a kula by Eruv Yitzchumen. Uman kamashvi lehu bayis eruv hu demashvi lehi. Meaning, what makes this into a conceptual bias is the eruv. V'chiyachavim lebayis, the teirichavim v'leleshavi bayis the isura. So this din that Rava said that we look at the ground as if it's elevated 10 tfachim, which now allows me to take something even if it's high up in the tree, that was done to be nakel. But here, when I need to bring it horizontally, I need to bring it from one side to back within my area. So here I am able to be Mako. I'm not going to say, oh, you're going from Rishus HaYachid, you're going from Rabim to Yachid. That I'm not going to say. It says, Rashi Lamala Miyud, but if it's higher than 10, Ein Eruv Eruv, Tahaki nafik v'shakli ma'isim m'shus ha'yachad l'shus ha'rabim. So if the, as in this loaf of bread, if it's higher than 10 tefachim high, so if it is l'mal miyud, ein eruv e'eruv, tahaki nafik v'shakli ma'isim m'shus ha'yachad l'shus ha'rabim. Because in this case, clearly, meaning it's outside of my area. So even though we said this area where I'm standing, we look at the whole area as if it's going up high, because that's what we said before in the Gemara before, that's the special kula which we have by Eruv Tumin, that we look at the error space as if it's been elevated. But over here, being that it's outside and it's Lamala Miyud, so then that's going to be a problem. That we're not able to do. And therefore, there's no way of me bringing this loaf of bread into my area over here. This is the area of my shvisa. Maybe you want to tell me that the area of my shvisa extends up. So this whole area is considered to be the area of my shvisa. And at least conceptually, any loaf of bread which is within this area, conceptually is considered to be within the same rishus. Even if, practically speaking, I'm unable to bring it down because midiraisa, I would be bringing from yachad to rabim, but as long as conceptually it's still within the same rishus, it's okay. So here we make this distinction. If it's lamata miyud, so it's within, let's say, the airspace of rishus or rabim, I'm able to bring it towards me within this box over here, it's okay. If it's lamala miyud and it's outside of my little square, it's outside of my Dalet Amos area, so I'm not even conceptually ever able to bring it in, then, says the Gemara, that is going to be a problem. So one more time, the Gemara's kasha was, if you're telling me that the error space of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, being that it's within the city, being that it's within the Ebra of the city, so we look at it as if it's elevated. So the kasha was, well, even if it's outside of the Ebor, because Rava said you always have Dalet Amos, in which case you always have like conceptual walls, in which case your four Amos square or circle area should always extend upwards, and therefore even if it's Lamala Miyastar Tzvachim, it should always be okay. So we said you're right, but here we're speaking in a case, well, this is the final kimt in the Mishnah, we're speaking in a case where there is a long horizontal branch, and it extends outside of my four amma area. It's an ilan hanetu chutzla arba amma saskinan, and my das is to be shavis by the trunk of the tree. Hence, we make the distinction. If it's lamata miyud, I'm able to bring this loaf of bread within my area. I can walk pachas midal amas, which I'm allowed to do. And therefore I can bring it within my area. Whereas if it's Lamala Miyud, where it's Mamish in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the area directly above my Makam Shvis is not the area where the loaf of bread is, it's going to be a problem. That is the Gemara's Kasha. That's what the Gemara says, excuse me. Now asks the Gemara, 1 second. Okay, I understand the way you're explaining the Mishnah, but the Lashon of the Mishnah is a bit difficult. Asks the Gemara, umay lamala, umay lamata. What does it mean when we say lamala and lamata? I mean, the Lashon of the Mishnah was that lamala miyasara, it's not a good Erev. Lamata miyasara, it is a good Erev. But at this stage of the Gemara, right, I mean, this diagram is kind of a little bit more according to the Maskana, but at this stage of the Gemara, we think you have a perfectly straight a branch of a tree. Now, if you have a perfectly straight branch of a tree, either the branch of the tree is lamala me'asar tvachim, or it's lamala. It's lamata me'asar tvachim, or it's lamala. It's either lamala or it's lamata. So, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, my lamala, my lamata, bedavra hanetze shavu. Meaning, if something just extends, if it's a branch which just extends straight out, I mean, surely we think it is a straight horizontal branch. In which case, the lamala is be lamata lesbe. I mean, if the loaf of bread is above 10 tvachim, then it's above 10 tvachim. If it's below 10 tvachim, it's below 10 tvachim. What do you mean if it's lamala, but if it's lamata, but it's just a branch, and the branch extends straight out. So how can you have a straight horizontal branch in the Mishnah and make a distinction between if it's lamala or lamata, if at this stage in the Havin of the Gemara we think it is a straight horizontal branch. That is the Gemara's kasha. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not a perfectly straight branch like we see in this diagram, but rather the hoder zakif. I mean, the branch goes up. It goes up like this. So here it does make a difference as to where it is in the tree and how high up it is. So if it's in the section of the branch which is below 10 tefachim, I mean, let's see where this arrow is, you know, that's considered to be 10 tefachim, so then the loaf of bread is within 10. If it's within 10, I'm able to walk pachas pachas midalad. I can bring it within my square, within my circle, within the area which is by the base of the tree, and I'm fine. But if the loaf of bread is in the section of the tree which goes up, and it is lamala, then already I'm going to be stuck. Then I'm going to be stuck because there's no way for me to be able to bring this bread, this loaf of bread, within my makam shvisa. That is what the Gemara says. Ask Gemara, it's not true. It's not necessarily true. What are you telling me? You're telling me that this loaf of bread is lamala miasara. I don't understand the problem. Frag the Gemara, v'ha iboy maisi la derech olav. Why don't you just transport this loaf of bread across? Transport it across, like that. Take a look at Rashi. In the third or fourth small line, v'yiboy maisi le derech olav, ki havi tech ledal ames nami. Even if it's outside of my Dalet Amos, and even if it's Lamal Miyod, caveman the Dalet Amos of Oilis Adlerikia. Meaning, what did you tell me before? You told me that the four Amos which you have extends all the way up, like this. It goes all the way up. So this entire section above the, around the area of the trunk of the tree is considered to be my Rishus HaYachid. So you're right, I wouldn't be able to take the loaf of bread, bring it down to the ground, and then walk to the trunk of the tree, because I'd be taking it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and now bringing it to the trunk of the tree. So I can't go down and across on the ground. But why don't I just be a Chacham, and just transport this straight across in the air, until I'm parallel with the trunk of the tree. Once I'm parallel with the trunk and the base of the tree, I'm within the safe zone. I'm within my area, and my area extends all the way up ad Shamayim, and I've successfully brought it from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaYachid. So why didn't I do that? Let's just finish the Rashi. Rashi says, again, ki havi chutzadal amas nami lamala miyud, kevin the dal namais of oleis ad lirikia, so rishus hayachad hu, vahare yachal lalais le ilan ad lamala miyasar velitloi, the hakol ha ilan miyasaro lamala rishus hayachad, u mevi yenu lamakim shvisasai, so bring the loaf of bread directly across in the air until the trunk of the tree, which is directly above my makim shvisa. That the Gemara says, no, that, says the Gemara, you're not able to do. You're not able to do that. Right? Here's a better example, better diagram of it. Yeah? Let's look at this diagram over here. Yeah? So, that's what we're suggesting over here. I mean, here is 10 tefachim high. We said it's lamal miyud, and obviously this is outside my four arma area. Let's just make this a little bit bigger so it's clear. Yeah? So here is my makim shvisa, 4 hours. This whole box with the yellow lines is ola adler rikia. So imagine you've got imagine mechitzas going all the way up, right? So we're saying, oh, it's a problem because the ilan is hadir zakif and it's lamal miyud, and therefore you're stuck because you would have to bring it from Rishus HaYachid down to the ground to Rishus HaRabim and then walk pachas pachas, and you can't go from Rishus HaYachid down to the ground. Frag the Gemara, but why not? You can bring it derech alav as long as you make sure it remains above 10 tefachim the whole time. That is what the Gemara suggests. That's the Gemara's kasha. And then the Gemara answers, no, you can't do that. Kisharabim mechatzim alav. The reason why you can't do that is because this section of the tree is a tree where people use the tree to adjust their packages. Let's take a look at one more Rashi. Rashi says, Kisharabim mechatzim al netzias hanef shechutz l'dal namaisav hanemuch amiyud tehavi rishus harabim kedeula. Meaning this tree, let's say it's 9 tefachim high, this is it's the perfect height for people to put their packs and packages and bags on to adjust as they walk from place to place, says Rashi. The concern is that you're going to be taking it through the avir of the Rishus Harabim, the Kaimalan, and we paskin b'meishit mirishus ayachid l'rishus ayachid derech avir rishus harabim afilu l'mala miyud chayiv. So being that this tree trunk, this branch, excuse me, is considered to be a Rishus Harabim. Why is it a Rishus Harabim? Because it's the perfect height for people to put their packs and adjust their packs on. So this now is considered to be a Rishus Harabim. So what was your suggestion? You're gonna take it from this Rishus Yachid to this section of the Rishus Yachid, but if you're meishit from Yachid to Yachid, even if you're going above the airspace of a Rishus Harabim, Yachayiv. So to the extent that this branch of the tree is considered to be a Rishus Harabim, so you're going from Yachid to Yachid through Rabim. Says Rashi, the Snam Beperek Azerik, are you staying with you to Achis Azerik Potev Ameshit Chayiv, Shekahoysa Avoidus Halavim? So, yeah, let's just make sure we have this clear, right? Because it's a little bit confusing, these cases. One second, let's just make it a bit smaller. Yeah, let's make sure we have this clear. So again, we want to know, let's make sure we have this clear one more time. Our Mishnah told us it did. Mishnah says there's a din in Hilchas Eruv Yitchumen. It's got to be accessible. It's got to be in the same Rishus. So the Mishnah said if the Eruv is Lamalam Yud, it's no good. Because you're in Rishus Harabim and the Eruv is in Rishus Hayachid. Came along Rava with a big Chiddush, and Rava said, well, one second. It's only if the Eruv is outside of the city limits, outside the outskirts of the city. If it's within the outskirts of the city, we view the ground level as if it's been raised up 10, and now conceptually you're in the same Rishus as your Eruv. Practically, you won't be able to get it because Midyaraisa you're taking from Yachat Harabim. Don't worry so much about the practicalities. As long as conceptually it's considered you're in the same Rishus, you're good to go. Right, the Gemara, if so, even if you're outside of the Ibur, you still have Dal Amas, and if you have Dal Amas, then you've got these imaginary walls which go all the way up, in which case, still you should be able to access the Eruv, albeit conceptually. So we say, no, the case is that my Shvisa is by the trunk of a tree. I have a branch of a tree which extends outside, beyond my four Amas, and it goes up vertically. So here we say that if the Eruv is placed, the loaf of bread is placed within 10 tefachim, even if it's outside my four Amas, so then we say I can bring it pachas midal Amas, and I can bring it within my Makan Shvisa, and it's okay. But if the loaf of bread is lamala miyud, I'm unable to do it. I would have to first take the loaf of bread from the tree to the ground, which is going from Yachat to Rabim, and therefore it's a problem. For every Gemara, why? Just drag it along the airspace, lamala miyud, and you'll be going from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. No problem. Says the Gemara, no. Being that the branch is 9 tefachim high, the rabbi mechatzvim alav, people use it to adjust their packages, this branch is now considered to be like Rishus Harabim, In which case, it's like the case of being moshit from yachid to yachid through Rishus HaRabim, even if it's l'malam yud, and you're going to be chayiv, and that's the reason why it doesn't work. Fine? Good. That is how we have explained the Gemara, and the Gemara just fears us and says, Ula, like we saw, Damra Ula, Amad Tisha Rishus HaRabim, if you have a pole which is 9 tefachim high, Rabim Mechatim Olav, and the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, they use it to adjust and to support themselves, Vizard Benachal Gabov Chayiv, because it's considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. Good. Full stop. That is the way how we've explained the Mishnah, albeit quite a difficult explanation, but that is the way we have explained the Mishnah. Now, we said yesterday, very interesting din, we said that our sugya is going like Rebbe. Now remember, we mentioned yesterday, what is Shitas Rebbe? Shitas Rebbe is that kol davar she'asru alav mishum shvus le'gadru bein hashmashes. Right? That which Chazal forbade midrabanan, there is no iser bein hashmashes to do. That was Shitas Rebbe. We mentioned that the Rambam says it's only fits for a Dvar Mitzvah, like we saw in the Ritva, and so on, because we see in Perek B'mei Madlikin, there's several things which you're not allowed to do. Ben Ashmashas, in Matvin and Sakalim, in Mashin Savadai, even though it's only with Rabbanan. So not every single Shvus is Rebbe Matter Ben Ashmashas, but certain Shvusin Rebbe Matters Ben Ashmashas. So that issue is Rebbe. Rebbe says, the Rabbanans, many the Rabbanans are Mutter Ben Ashmashas, and the Rabbanim disagree. So now the Gemara wants to go back into that discussion as to where do we see the Shita of Rebbe and where do we see the Shita of the Rabbanim. So says the Gemara, my Rebbe, my Rabbanim. So what is this Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanim? The Tanya. Like we said before, we saw in the Mishnah that if the Erev Tchumen, your loaf of bread, is placed above 10 tefachim, it's not a good Eruv. And like we have finally established, we're speaking about a case where you've got a branch, and it's a long horizontal branch, it goes outside of your 4 tefachim, and then it goes, it's Hadav Azakif, and it's Lamal Miyud, and so on, like we explained. So the Tanya Nasna Be'ilon Lamal Miyasar Tefachim, Ein Eruv Eruv, if it's Lamal Miyasar Tefachim, Eruv Eruv. The Osta Litlai, meaning, practically speaking, if on Shabbos I say, right, I'm a little bit hungry, I would now like to have a bite of my sandwich, I would like to have a bite of my loaf of bread, so practically speaking, we say, asalitlai, you're not allowed to take the Erev out of the tree, as we said, because there's an Issur d'Rabbanan on Shabbos itself of being mishtamish b'ilon. I'm not allowed to climb a tree, I cannot hang something on a tree, I cannot take something off a tree. So even though if my loaf of bread is l'matam yud, it works, but I cannot remove it from the tree on Shabbos because I'm being mishtamish b'ilan. Whereas b'seich shleisha, but if the Erev is so low down, imagine this loaf of bread is way down, let's say if you have a branch and it's within a 3 tefachim of the ground, even if it's on a branch, b'seich shleisha, mutter litlai, and that is considered like it's on the ground, and therefore even on Shabbos itself, you would be allowed to take it off the tree. That's not called being mishtamish b'ilon, it's considered like it's on the ground. Now, nosne b'kalkala, utloy b'ilon, if I place an Erev in a basket, right? Like this diagram over here. So I place it in the basket, nosne b'kalkala, utloy b'ilon, and I hang the basket on the tree. So here we say, afilu l'mal mi'asar tefachim, Eruv e'eruv. Even if it is above 10 tefachim high, it is considered to be an Erev divrei Rebbe, and we will come back to this, right? So here, it's hanging on a basket. Even if it's above 10, it works. The Chachamim Eimrim, kol makim sh'asa litloi, Ein Eruvei Eruv. In all situations where you may not take the Eruv on Shabbos, it's not considered to be an Eruv at all. Chachamim say a statement which at this stage is a little bit ambiguous. We don't know if the Chachamim are going on the Reisha of Rebbe, on the Seif of Rebbe. We're going to come back to this. Al Kapanim, what do we say in the Braisa? If you place your Eruv in a tree above 10, it's no good, like we established it. Lamatza mi'asara, it is good, even though you cannot practically remove it from the tree on Shabbos. Within 3 to the ground, it's okay, and you can practically remove it from the tree. If you place it in a basket, and you hang it on the tree, even above 10, it's okay, according to Rebbe. And the Chacham said this statement of, in a situation where you cannot take it, the Eruv simply does not work. So first, the Gemara clarifies, what exactly are the Chachamim referring to? The Chachamim Eimrim Ahaya. What case are they going on? Meaning, Ilema Seifa, if it's going on the last statement of Rebbe. Meaning, what did Rebbe say? If you place your Eruv in a basket and you hang it on the tree, even if it's above 10, it works. And on that, the Chachamim say, it doesn't work. If it's going on that, and they're saying, no, you can't do it, because that's also called being mishtamish be'ilon, even though you're not actually being mishtamish with the ilon good and proper. It's only the side of the tree, but the Chacham say it doesn't work, because you're being mishtamish with the side of the tree. Lema kesavi rabban and stadin asurin. What can we be poshet? Can we conclude from here that the Chachamim necessarily say that sides of the tree are also included in this gezerah of not being mishtamish v'ilan? Don't be mishtamish with the tree, with the branches, and so on. And even something which is on the side of the tree is also included in that. I mean, this is a machlokes in Masechta Shabbos, in the end of the Masechta, we had a machlokes. And L'chaira, we should be able to prove from here that the Shita of the Chachamim is the tzadim of a tree or aser. And if that's what they're saying, kol makim sh'asa litloy, meaning I don't allow a kalkovel to be placed on the side of a tree, because you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the side of a tree, and therefore the Erev is no good. If so, so why in Kuvnun Dal and the Masechta Shabbos, when we were discussing whether the side of the tree is included in the Yisr being mishtamish v'ilan, why didn't we bring Erev in Lama Gimel? Why didn't we bring our sugya as a raya that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the side of a tree? Elamai, Ela Areisha. So it must be when the Chacham said their statement, Kol Makim Sha'asa Litlai, in a situation where you cannot take it, the Erev does not work, it's referring to a case of even Lamatim Yastarat Fachim. Ah, this is a big chiddush. The Chachamim are saying that even if it is beneath 10 tfachim, now if it's beneath 10 tfachim, it's not in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and in theory you should be able to take it, and the only reason why you shouldn't be able to take it is because it's hanging in a branch which is lower, which is on a tree. And if it's hanging in a branch which is low, which is in a tree, the reason why you're not able to take it is because of this problem of this shvus, the rabbanon of being mishkamish ve'ilan. And still the Chachamim say, Rabbeisai, kol makim sh'aser litli, if practically speaking you would not be able to take the loaf of bread out of the tree because there's a din de rabbanon, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree, and a loaf of bread which is in a branch of a tree, even if it's within a tenth vacham, you're still being mishtamish with a tree. Kol makim sh'aser litli, ein eruv eruv. The eruv is not a good eruv. In other words, if we see, if so, the shita of the Chachamim is even bein hashmashos, even though the din of being mishtamish be'ilan is only din derabbanan, the Chachamim say any time it's aser to take it from there, which we say it would be aser, even bein hashmashos, ein eruvei eruv. In which case, we see that that is the crux of the argument between the Rabbanan and Rebbe. So once again, Let's just use this diagram to speak it out. According, let's say, this loaf of bread over here, the lower one, is 8 tefachim high. The Chachamim say it's no good. Why? Because being that Bein HaShemashos, which is when the Eruv is Chal, you would not be able to remove the loaf of bread from the tree. Why? Because Chazal forbade you to take items out of a tree, because that's called being Mishdamish Be'ilah. And they even asked it, Bein HaShemashos. So therefore, they said, Kol Makim Sh'asa Litlei, Ein Eruv Eruv. Whereas Rebbe says, nah, things which are only asim mid rabbanan leigazru alav the bein hashmashes, and therefore, as long as in the bein hashmashes period, which is the make it or break it, the crucial moment, it's the time when we say there's a halos eruv. As long as then I would be able to access my eruv, which I could, according to Rebbe, because Rebbe says they were not goyzer on shvosim bein hashmashes, so then it's not a problem. So that is the machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Good. So now the Gemara goes on just to understand the rest of the Braisa. So we said, Hai ilan eichidami. What exactly is the case? How thick is the trunk of the tree? Meaning, is the trunk of a tree considered to be a rishus hayachid in its own right? So let's see. Idolesbe arba. So if the trunk of the tree does not have a reichav of arba, so then why, if you put it lamal miyud, is it a problem? What do we say in the Braisa? We said, Nesan of Elim lamal miyasar tvachim ein eruv ve'eruv. But one second. If the trunk of the tree is not for tvachim high, makim p'turu, it's just considered to be a makim p'tur. Look at Rashi in the wide lines, about six lines down towards the end of the line. E the les be arba rechav makim paturu the chol pachas mi rechav dalad, anything which isn't four tefachim wide time alam yitzias a Shabbos the loy havi rishus bifnei atzmai, it's not a rishus, a separate rishus. U bottle eitzel rishus harabim eitzel rishus hayachid im aimed beinayin. Kedarmina, and like we say over there in Shabbos, Eimed Olam Aleskupa, Nekamina Ani, Nesin Loi, Mibalabais, Venesin Loi, Vafili Sidra Abad, and Leka. So, Frek, the Gemara, Frek Rashi, Vahacha, Kinosnu Lamala Miasara. So what? If the loaf of bread is 10 tefachim high, if the actual thickness of the tree, the branches and so on, is not 4 tefachim wide, Vahacha Kinosnu Lamala Miasara, Lav Birshus Ayachid Hu, it's not considered that you place it in the Rishus HaYachid, that my Ein Eruv Eruv. So why do we say it's not an Eruv? Hare Yacho Litloi L'Rishus HaRabim. You're able to take the loaf of bread, even if it's 25 tefachim high, you're able to bring it down. So what exactly is the problem? It's in a Makom Ptur. And the Eid is Be'arba. And if the case is that it is 4 tefachim wide, and therefore it's considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. So one second. Ki nosnei b'kalkala mayhavi. So why, just because you place your loaf of bread inside a basket, why does that help? I mean, why does that make it that now the Eruv is a good Eruv? At the end of the day, you have placed your loaf of bread in a basket on top of a Rishus HaYachid. And so on. Like if you look at Tesis over here, second to last Tesis, Ibi Isbe Arba, he nosna be kalkala my havi, the cave and da ilan rishus ayachid, have you lay kalkala, chayri rishus ayachid. So then the basket is considered to be a whole of rishus ayachid. If you remember that from the beginning of Shabbos, that's considered to be chayri rishus ayachid, and so on. And chayri rishus ayachid has the din of a Rishus HaYachid. So Vaitar, either is the Arba, so what is an help you place in the Kalkala? It still should be awesome for you to take it, because you have placed it in a Rishus HaYachid. Says the Gemara Amravina, Reisha, the is the Arba. So the Reisha is speaking in a case where it's 4 tefachim wide. And being that it's fourth vachem wide, that's why we say if it's lamal miyud, you're taking it from Rishus Yavad to Rishus Arabim, and it's a problem. Whereas the case of Kalkala, Sefer de Lezbe Arba, if it doesn't have four, then it's a makam p'tur, right? The Kalkala Mashli Masei La Arba. So let's see a couple of diagrams over here, right? This is one diagram over here. Let's take a look at this. Yeah, let's just move this for a second. So we have over here like this. Yeah. So this, let's say, is three tefachim across. This amud is three tefachim across. The kalkola is one tefach. Now, imagine, if you will, the following. Where is the loaf of bread? The loaf of bread is going to be at the bottom of the basket, right over here. It's the bottom of the basket. Now, because of the bottom of the basket, you cannot say that the loaf of bread is resting on a makom dalet. Well, not so fast. You can if you view that we've hollowed out the top section of this pillar. If you hollow out the top section of this pillar, then let's look at another diagram. Let's look at this one. This is, in essence, what we have over here. Right? This is the stump. And the stump continues till here. And the loaf of bread is at the bottom of the basket. If you hollow out this top section, then in essence you've got this entire section all the way across, which is considered to be four tefachim. Your loaf of bread is here in the basket, and if so, it comes out that it is in fact resting on a makom dalet. So that's the case. Again, same thing over here, right? You've got your loaf of bread inside the basket over here, and I hollow out the top section of this stump. So now it's considered that my loaf of bread is resting on a makom dalet. That is the case over here. Right? Yes, so that's what Ravina has established the b'raisa to be referring to. Again, I'm Ravina Reisha de Isbe Arba, and that's why if it's lamal meyud, it's a problem. Because you're taking it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Seifa, the last bay arba. Aye, so what's the issue? The kalkola, mashli masay la arba. And the kalkola is being mashlimit to four tzvachim. Right? The Rebbe Savalak Rebbe Meir, the Savalak Rebbe Yehuda. And in order now to explain Shita's Rebbe, remember, what was Shita's Rebbe? Rebbe said that if it is in a kalkala, what's the lashon of the braisa one more time? Rebbe said, not me be kalkala, utlo'i be'ilin afilu lamal mi'asara tfachin eru ve'eru divrei Rebbe. So what's pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe sovelak Rebbe Meir. He holds like Rebbe Meir. V'sovelak Rebbe Yehuda. And he holds like Rebbe Yehuda. By saying that Rebbe holds like both of these two, then everything is going to be miyushin. Let's see. Savalak Rebbe Meir de Amar Chaykikim Lahashlim. We've had this already a few times. Remember, we said that the basic case of Rebbe Meir of Chaykikim Lahashlim is if you have a mezuzah, you have, let's say, an archway. Now, in order for it to be mechuyev mezuzah, it's got to be 10 tefachim high. But it starts to arch. And only the tip of the arch is 10. So Rebbe says you cut out the section of the arch, you look at it as if you've cut out the section. That was the shita of Rebbe Meir. So he says that. And Savar, the Savar Lak Rebbe Yehuda, the Omar being an Eruv al Gabi Mokim Arba. Shita's Rebbe Yehuda is that an Eruv is only considered to be an Eruv if it's placed on a makam of Dalad Tvachim. Right? So, Savlak Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr being an Eruv al makam Arba Tvachim, Veleka. Meaning, by the Elon itself, there's no makam Dalad. So, being that there's no makam Dalad, you wouldn't be able to place your loaf of bread on top of this Elon and take it, because it's got to be on a makam Dalad. So therefore, what do? You place it in this basket, which is right next to the stump. To the extent that you hollow and carve out the top portion of this stump, then it's now considered that my Eruv is Al-Gabi Mokim Dalet. So that is why Rebbe requires that the tzirif of the Kalkala to the Rechav of the Ilan, because this way it's now making it that the Eruv is considered to be on a Mokim of Dalet Tvachim. Good. Let's just see one more line. Says my Reb Yehuda. Where do we find this Shita of Reb Yehuda? The Reb Yehuda requires that you need to make sure that the Ilan, the loaf of bread, is placed on a makam of Dalat Fahim. Where do we find this? The Tanya Reb Yehuda Omer, not Kerab Rishus Arabim. The Hiniach Erubai Aleha. So a person takes a stump and they stick it in the Rishus Arabim, and they place the Erev on top of it. So we say, if it is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim wide, it's considered to be an Erev. Vimlav, and if it's not, if it's lacking that, ein eruve Erev. So this, the Gemara has a little bit of a difficult time with this. If you look at the last small line in Rashi, Vimlav, Ein Eruve Erev, Rashi says, Kosal Kedai Tech Tahachi Kama. We think it means, Vimlav, Ein Eruve Asar, if it's not 10 Tvachim high, Oisha Ein Erechav Arba, if it's not 4 Tvachim wide, Ein Eruve Erev, Ula Hachi Netamina, and that's why we immediately jump and say, Ein Eruve Asara, what, if it's not 10 Tvachim high, it's a problem? It's a problem? Adaraba, Kol Shekein De Eruve Erev, De Kishe Ein Eruve Yud, Havi command mamcha b'shus arabin. If it's not 10 tefachim high, so then it's still within the same rishus that I'm in. I'm in rishus arabin. If the Erev is in a place which is lower than 10, so it's even better. So what do you mean? So he's in Ella. Hachi kamuin to say like this. If it is 10 high, gvay asar, it's 10 high, then we say, once it's 10, tzarech shiyehei b'reisha arba. It's got to be 4 tefachim wide. If it's not 4 tefachim wide, then it's not considered to be an Eruv because there's a requirement. It has to be on a makam dalet. So again, we say, Elachikam, Gvaya Sarah, Tzachshiye, Bereisha, Arba. And Gvaya Sarah, but if it's not 10 high, then there's no problem. If it's not 10 high, anyway, there's no problem because it's still within the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's Lamal Miyud, and it's no longer within the Rishus HaRabim, then there is a requirement that it has to be, that it's got to be 4 tefachim wide. So that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be 4 tefachim wide. And that is also the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Rebbe Meir, that you can say Chokekin LaHashlem. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's got to be in a Makam Dalet. And therefore the only reason why, if it's in the Kalkala, even if it's Lamala Miyud, is because A, I carve out the top area of the stump, and now I've got a makam dalet all the way across, and it works, and I'm good to go. I'm just going to do one more line, because that will be a good place to stop. Says the Gemara like this, Kaman, Deloik Rabbi Yosi. So this explanation, which we've said over here, we're ultimately coming back to Ravina, who said, this is the way that we explain it, Reisha Yisbi Arba, say that the Lesbi Arba, the Kalkala is Masham Arba, and so on. This is the Loik Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. We've had Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda many times before, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, not Konobashus Arabim, Vineach Bereshe Traska, like this diagram. You have a stump, you've got a pillar, the pillar is less than 4 tefachim wide, you put a basket on top, Vineach Traska, Bereshe Traska, Vizorak v'noch al gabo v'chayit, and then you throw something on top. It's considered that you threw something and it landed on the Rishus Hayachid. Why do we say that? This stump is not 4 tefachim wide. Teretz is, we look at these walls as if they go down. We say good achis. We look at these walls as if they go down. And here we're saying not like that. In our previous discussion, we're saying that you need a full area across of 4 tefachim. And it's only if it's a full 4 tefachim across, then and only then will you say it's got the din of a Rishus Sayachid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't. Even if it's a very, if it's a tiny thin pillar, as long as you've got one section, that's good enough. And that says the Gemara. Now, Filatim Rabbi Yehuda, that we could even say that Ravina, who wanted to be Maimed the Braiser, like Rabbi Yehuda, would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, And there's no comparison. Because Hasam, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of Traskel, Hadron Mechitzta. Hacha le Hadron Mechitzta. That is going to be the difference between whether or not it's Hadron Mechitzta or Loy Hadron Mechitzta. We'll look at one, two or two Rashis. If you look at Rashi, about three lines before the lines get wide. Hadron, Hasam Hadron Mechitzta. Mechitzta is Hatraskel, Seva Vois Sakane. The mechitzas of this basket surround the kana. Oh, that's much better. Sharei tochav b'emtzis, so it's stuck right in the middle of it. The chiyar min a good aches mechitzas hatraskel adakarka nimtze kana mukav mechitzas shechalal narba. This kana is enveloped and surrounded by mechitzas of David on all sides. Ah, Vestulak Lameh Mamida, that's very good. Whereas in our case, Hacha Lehadron Mechitzis, meaning the Kalkala, Eina Makefis is Ovieshel Ilan, it does not envelop the branch or the stump of the tree. In our case of Kalkala, the Chiyamina Good Akis, Akati Islam Lamehmer, Chaykikin Lahashlem, it's the Rufi Kalkala Mahadi Ilan. You would still need to come on to something else. You would have to come on to Chikikin Lahashlim V'tarti Le'amrinan. So the bottom line is that when will we say good Achas? Only in the case where it surrounds the stump on all sides, whereas in our case it does not surround the stump on all sides. The Kitz and Imritz, what have we said? We've clarified a little bit more that the case of the Mishnah Lamala Miyud is speaking in a fairly complex case. It's speaking in a case like this. This is how we establish it. It's outside my Dalamis. It's Lamala Miyud. And therefore, I'm not able to bring it. I can't even bring it across because this is considered to be Rishus HaRabim, Rabim Mechatzim Alav. If it's Lamata Miyud, then I can because I can bring it Pachas Mi Dalamis. We said our Sugi is going like Rebbe, not like the Rabbanim, not like the Chachamim. Rebbe says, Kol Dovah Shigazu Alav Mishm Shvus. Loy Gazwal Bibin Ashmashes, where the Chacham say, no, even if it is Lamatza mi Asara, being that it's on a tree, it's also to be Mishtamish Be'ilan, you're not able to do that, you're not able to do that on Shabbos, you're not even able to do it Bibin Ashmashes. Okay, we'll call it here, and we will pick it up.